What is up? This is the Side Talks podcast. I don't have to hear a bunch of bullshit in this intro right now. Right, Brad? Right?
I won't say any of those things.
He's gonna abstain. Because Corey is, I don't know, doing little bitch things that little bitches do.
Where is Corey?
I don't know. He said he was in a faculty meeting or something.
Boring.
But then he was in some other meeting when I left the cinema. So I don't, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's in some meeting somewhere.
I see.
You know.
Well, I'm Charlie Sanders.
That's Charlie Sanders across the table from me. So Charlie has so kindly offered to jump in and fill Corey's shoes. Easy to do.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see what I can do.
Anyway, that's enough of me punking up on Corey, at least for right now. We got a couple more intros to go. You're going to be with us for this episode and two more.
Sounds good.
Yeah. All right. Side Talks podcast. I'm Rachel Morgan, and we talk about movies.
For $25,000, here is your first subject.
What is it?
Go.
Pickles.
All right, so here's the deal. This is an episode called What Is It? And I don't think you've been on the podcast since we've started doing this.
I don't think so. Brad briefly mentioned that you guys play some music.
So no, it's not music. Here's
Excuse
what we're going to do.
It's audio. Audio clip.
Yeah, it's an audio clip. So it's a game.
Okay.
And as you mentioned, it's not the game with Michael Douglas, with the great American bird, Michael Douglas.
Womp
this is
womp.
A different game. The oyster eating, throat cancering, cunnilingus blaming Michael Douglas. And did you get the jar out?
I got it.
Just because Michael Douglas is a dick, so we're going to use the dick jar for this. Anyway, this is not that the game. This is a game in which we're going to have four different clips.
Okay.
Is it four? It's four, right?
Yeah, you got four.
Four different clips from four different films, and they're about 35, 45 seconds each.
Oh, okay.
We're going to play them, and you're going to, as soon as you think you know what it is, you're going to jump in and answer.
This sounds fun.
It is. And Corey does pretty, you know, he's got that brain.
He's pretty good at that.
He's pretty good at it.
Yeah.
So I think he's gotten 100% a couple of times.
Wow.
He's never gotten below 50%.
It might be my unlucky day.
Well, I think what's cool about this is we're going to see, you know, what a non-Corey film brain, because neither one of us are encyclopedic like that.
That's right.
Is that how you say that? Encyclopedic? That sounds right. Yeah, it sounds right.
We'll take it.
Encyclopedic.
Yeah.
Either way. I think it sounds cooler. Like, it sounds more British if I say encyclopedic.
That's true.
Aluminium. Anyway, so we're going to play them. As soon as you know, you jump in and try to guess it, and you'll see if we get it right or not. And by the way, Brad will continue to play the clip until the end.
Okay.
So here we go.
I don't have to keep shouting it.
No. Or don't expect it to cut off. It'll still play. And so, and obviously our listeners like to play along, and they're going to email us podcast@sidewalkfest.com and let us know how many they got right. And they better tell the truth. They better, or else. Anyway, here's the first one.
I'm going to use the telephone to call my wife, okay?
Give her a call.
I will.
Go ahead.
Sit on my couch, my chillastic couch, and chill out, okay?
I'm right here.
Don't listen to what I'm saying on my phone. This is private, okay?
I'm listening.
This is me and my wife.
I'm listening.
I'm not trying to be enemies. I don't want to be enemies.
I don't want to be. I want to be friends.
Is this Pineapple Express?
Come here.
You got it.
Come here. Shake my fucking hand.
Okay.
See, we can be friends.
I'm feeling
okay. Yeah. You feel that? We can be best friends.
I'm looking through you, man. Just know that.
And I'm looking through you too.
We're not the same.
And I see that I need to paint the fucking spot on the wall behind you.
I'm looking through.
There you go.
I need to rewatch this.
I see your intentions.
I see your intentions. I see your intestines and your intentions.
What I have for dinner last night?
Cake.
I'll be right back.
Oh, you got it. You got it pretty quick. I'm impressed.
Okay.
All right, so you're doing pretty good.
All right.
25%. 25%. That's not bad. That's better than I do on most tests. So here we go. Here's the second one.
And we went back there and pranced in real fancy and told him that I'd learned him. And he said, well, let me hear this. So I sang him both sides of the record instead of just one. So he gave us 50 cents and we went across the street and had us a soda. Ever since then, I've been working. I think ever since then, I've been working and doing my...
Come on.
Supporting myself. Anyway.
Is this Nashville?
You got it.
You're fine, darling. Yeah. Fine. It's the microphone. Give me
my. I ain't done.
Oh, I know.
I ain't done.
Go get some glass of water. Come on. Boss, help her off, all right? You'll come back, okay, darling?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Good work. You are now neck and neck with Corey, at least. I mean, he's been 50% before, a couple times. So good job. Also, this is in celebration of our Altman April.
That's right.
At the Sidewalk Cinema.
And actually, the audio in that movie is one of my favorite parts of it.
Yeah.
And so I was like, is that? Anyway, so yeah.
It is.
Appreciate the help on that one.
Yeah, Robert Altman's Nashville. Okay, let's see how you can do. Number three.
I'm sorry, I can't afford that, not on my salary. But look, I'll tell you what, I got a better idea. Here. Now, let me say I take the whole stash off your hands for free, and you assholes can go to jail.
Hey,
what do you say about that?
Lethal Weapon 1.
Oh my God, you got it.
Yeah,
yes.
I just didn't know if it was 2 or 3 or 4.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, Lethal Weapon 1, yeah. The stash thing. I remember this.
This badge ain't real. You ain't real.
Oh, you sure are a crazy son of a bitch. Yeah.
You think I'm crazy?
Yeah.
How you calling me crazy? You think I'm crazy? Yeah. Yeah, you want to see crazy? I'll show you.
Yes.
Now, that's a real badge. I'm a real cop, and this is a real fucking gun.
Oh, Mel Gibson before he totally, you know, lost it.
Oof.
Or at least that we knew that he had totally lost it.
Exactly.
Oh boy, and he had that nice little short long, that little party mullet. Anyway, okay, here we go. I'm so impressed. This is the fourth one, and if you get 100%, I feel like Corey has to eat a shoe or something.
Yes.
You know. All right, so here we go, and this is my favorite of the bunch, by the way.
You hate listen to her podcast.
Wait, what?
And you made us swear on our lives not to tell anyone.
Jordan, is that true?
I like your podcast, Alice.
What is your podcast about?
Hanging out with your smartest and funniest friend. Did you just groan?
No.
When I said hanging out with your smartest and funniest friend.
Is this Booksmart?
Like that.
No.
Fuck. Like that.
You
Fuck.
Just did it again.
No, shit. I didn't.
First of all, a podcast takes a lot of work. Okay? You have to organize the guests, you have to do a Google Calendar, and you build a following. It takes a long fucking time.
It makes me mad because I know I've seen it too.
You have seen it. I'm also definitely going to be putting some of that on the soundboard. You have to make a Google Calendar. That's bodies.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which I did watch at the Sidewalk Cinema.
Yeah.
And I did, you know, I've only seen the one time and I had to pee the whole time, which made it
Man,
more of a thriller.
You just got to get up sometimes, dude.
No, I really like, well, I didn't have to pee through it the whole movie. It's just like right at the, towards the end,
yeah,
I was like,
you don't want to.
Yeah, there was no way I was getting up. And so I remember the screening. And so that's why I was familiar with it. Man.
Yeah, it's Rachel Sennett's voice there.
Good work.
Yeah. Anyway, that's still 75%. Really impressive.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I think you were probably pretty close to getting bodies. And I also think that's kind of a section where, I don't know, it's not quite iconic or anything. So, you know, there you are. Anyway, great job.
Thank you very much.
So now it's time for a segment of the podcast called Phone a Friend, where we do just that. Phone a friend.
Hello.
McBrobro. We're calling you right on time today. I got the time.
I know. I'm so honestly surprised.
I know. Are you shocked? Are you impressed?
I was not completely prepared. I'm still got my jacket on. I just walked in the door. I was like, I got a few minutes. It'll be late. But no, not today.
Not today. And guess what? I think I told you this already. I did tell you.
I
texted you. Charlie's here instead of Corey.
What's up, Lisa?
Hi, Charlie. What an exciting thing to happen. Have you here today?
Thank
That's
you very
fine.
Much. Yes, it is. And yeah, we're on time. I don't know if that's because I'm here or not. But.
Only 2 minutes late. Probably. Yeah, probably. You know, Corey's not a man of few words. So, I mean, that's, you know, I say that with all respect.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But here's the thing, Lisa. We want to know what you've been watching. What have you got for us today?
Okay, well, I know last time I brought, you know, cool movie like Uncut Gems.
Right.
Cool.
Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems. Well, today it's a little bit completely on the opposite end of the spectrum. So my parents were in town recently, and, you know, it's Friday night. You're not going to go clubbing when your boomer parents are
no,
in town.
No, and you're also probably not watching Uncut Gems.
No.
Even though I feel like my that's not my dad's out. That's a dad movie. That's some people's dad movie, for sure.
Some people's dad. Yeah, there you go. So Tony and I were like, oh, what can we watch that's boomer friendly and, you know, but interesting to us and this and that. And so we kind of started looking around and we decided to watch the Monk movie.
The Monk movie?
Monk, the show Monk from USA with Tony Shalhoub.
Oh, God.
I had no idea there was a movie.
Is there a feature film about Monk? Fuck off.
So Monk.
Is it called the Monk? Is it called the fucking Monk?
It's called Mr. Monk's Last Case, a Monk movie.
Fuck
which
off.
Which doesn't seem necessary.
But it's starring Rowan Atkinson. It's actually Mr. Bean in a Monk suit.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
So my parents, they love Monk. And they watched it all through the aughts whenever it was on. And, I also, it's like a little nostalgic for me because it was always on at their house. And even just now, nowadays, when we go visit them, it's like there's a channel that's it's kind of like there's always someone playing Law and Order or NCIS.
Yes, Law and Order. Yes. Monk. Yes, yes.
Yeah. So you can just always find a Monk and throw it on. Yeah. So we knew about the Monk movie, and I was like, have you guys seen the Monk movie? And they had not yet, but they are Monk fans. And so,
were they excited? Were they excited when you mentioned this?
My mom's like, oh, yeah, let's watch that. Like, she was into it, and they both were. And, yeah, I just had to find a boomer suitable choice, you know what I mean? So, yeah. I don't know if you know, but the Monk theme song, which they did not use in the opening credits, because I read that they wanted to keep it a little more cinematic, so they actually used it in the closing credits, but it's Randy Newman.
Everybody's
favorite.
Two evils come together to form a more perfect fucking evil. I love LA.
I love it.
Look at that bum over there.
Actual lyrics from a Randy Newman song.
Yeah, exactly.
Short people got nobody. Fuck off. That shit. Whoa.
So,
that's exactly. That was an alert. A Monk alert that we need to get back.
Monk alert.
Get
Monk
back
alert.
On top.
Tony and I both enjoy this, and my parents enjoyed it. So, I mean, I don't know that everyone would enjoy it, but you don't have to have seen Monk to enjoy the movie. just letting you know.
I bet. Unlike Sex and in the City, where you kind of need to know Carrie's sexual history before you dive in. At least Samantha's.
So the Monk movie, if you are a fan of the Monk television show, you will like the movie because it definitely is pretty much just like a 2-hour episode or whatever.
Worst pull quote I've ever heard. If you like the Monk TV show, you're going to probably like this because it's like a 2-hour episode. Poster.
But it sort of has that, you know, reunion thing. Like they're bringing back the folks from the past and everybody's kind of in different places, but they're reuniting for, they're reuniting for an event, but a tragedy occurs and they're now reunited. The event can no longer happen, but they have to now band together like old times to, you know, solve the mystery, the murder. And
Jesus
there is
Christ.
You would not like this. I enjoyed it. I'm a cornball, though. I like a wholesome, you know, cop drama once in a while, you know?
Yeah.
Drama-y, because it's sort of funny too. You know?
I just have to ask you: is one of the sort of premises of the show that he's got OCD or something? Is that
So in case so for anyone out who doesn't watch Monk, is extremely OCD, like, you know, practically crippling. And I think that's kind. And I didn't watch every single episode, not at all. But the series, like, I think that's sort of the thing. You know, his wife was murdered, and
Fun start to a show. Fun start to a show.
That's like the thread. It's like Monk's always trying to solve her murder. And I think he had very crippling OCD, so he didn't even leave the house. But somehow he got kind of circled back into helping the police as detectives solve these murders.
Okay.
And in so doing, the like overarching story is how to, if he can solve his wife's murder. And apparently, spoiler alert, which I did not, again, watch this regularly or see this all the way through, but apparently towards the end of the series he did solve her murder.
So we're not solving the murder in the movie.
No,
that's already been solved.
We're solving a different murder.
And yet the series continues on. Okay.
But he did solve the wife. And so
they jumped the shark once he solved the wife's murder.
Sounds like it.
I'd be willing to bet.
And well, guess who the wife is? It's Jan from The Office, Melora Hardin.
Oh, okay.
Monk's wife. Which is really interesting because she's very soft and sweet, and it's like not Jan looking enough. I mean, not that she has to be the one role, but you know what I mean? Like I associate her with that, so it's kind of a little bit different to see her.
It's hard. That can be hard. It's like Javier on Felicity is on the morning show, and he no longer does that offensive gay accent. Like it's offensive to Spanish speaking people and to gays. And he doesn't do that anymore. He dropped that. But I only picture him doing that.
I want more
of the offensive accent. Anyway, so yeah, I know what you mean. It's hard to get on board day.
But yeah, so she reappears as sort of a, I don't know, a ghost or kind of a spirit or kind of a voice in his head, sort of coaching him from the other side, like, because he was wanting to give up on, you know, detectiving and really, I mean, honestly, it gets kind of real talky. Like, he kind of wants to give up on life in general, and it gets like there's some real talk, serious, heavy stuff in there. So Ghost of Dead Wife is Jan from The Office. And then there's an Elon Bezos-type spaceman that's going to go to space, and he's like a big bazillionaire, and he's a character. He's kind of like the villain, and that's sort of fun. They do good skewering of the Elon Bezos type.
Was this shown on Amazon Prime?
I think it was on Peacock.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
There you go.
I just wanted to check.
Okay, but I will say the best, cutest part to me was Richard Kind. He plays twin funeral directors, and it's really cute. I mean, because Richard Kind, you know, he's adorable, and so he plays twins. So, and they kind of play off each other, and they're funeral directors, so they're weird. So that is a cute little moment. And so Monk ended, I don't know, like 2009 or something, like years ago. So the deal is, yes, he's so OCD. Like, everything is like, perfectly laid out. Everything is extremely, you know, perfection. And it was, you know, ended back then. And now the new version, it's like in real time. So it's in a post-COVID world. So it's really kind of interesting. And they do make some jokes about that where, you know, just some of the COVID protocols we have, like, he's like, I was doing that all of this time. And so he actually, at one point, he brings an entire, like, stand-up hand sanitizer dispenser, like a floor model you see, like, in a hospital. He brings it with him and stuff, you know, silly gags like that. But listen, I am on board with that. I am not OCD like Monk, but I was an early adopter to carrying Hanny Sanny with me all the time. Do you remember the story, Rachel, with the Chinatown bus?
I vaguely remember it, but tell it again. Our audience doesn't remember it.
So it's 2008. I'm on the Chinatown bus with my friend.
I just need you to know, though, really quickly, I have to interject that I'm a little older than Lisa, just a little. And I had, you know, wisdom, right? Wisdom and the folly of youth. The folly of youth that put Lisa on the Chinatown bus from Nashville all the way to Chinatown, New York. I opted to fly.
We met her there.
And anyway,
so cheap at the time. It was like, seriously, I was like early 20s me paying like $18 each direction to get to New York. It was so great. It was a great deal.
And I was like, girl, I will see you there. I will see you there. And I did. Anyway, go ahead. I missed, first of all, a young woman who ate a bag full of gummy cherries very slowly. I don't know if you remember that story, Lisa. That's one of the things I know I missed. And Lisa, I remember you saying that you woke up at like 3 a.m. and looked out the window and never seen trees move so quick in your life.
No, it was flying. It was the fastest motor vehicle I've ever experienced. And it was that thing where you just have to, like, just, you know, just go back and sleep. Like, you can't even think about it. You can't even, oh my God. It was like 100 miles an hour in the middle of the night. Just nobody cared.
And then one more thing before you complete this is that just so that everybody can kind of get a sense of this as well. You want to also think the smell of the bus is that of home food. People have definitely brought home food containers.
Okay. Absolutely.
There's now you can continue.
Bring your own food. So there's like two stops on this thing. I mean, it is not, it's flying. And so at one point I'm trying to wait till the stop and they're like, we're going to stop at 2 a.m. in Virginia or somewhere. And I was trying to wait to use the potty there, but I couldn't wait. I just couldn't do it. You've been on this bus since like 6 p.m. or something. I couldn't do it. So I had to go use the restroom on the bus.
Negative.
And I've never, I hadn't at that point, I don't think, used a restroom on a bus. So I didn't know what to expect. And I go back there and honestly, you know, it's normal. It's whatever. And then, but so I'm trying to hover because I don't want to touch anything. But everything's moving because it's a freaking speeding bus in the middle of the night. So there's this metal pole that you can hold just to the right of the toilet that's like a stabilizer pole or whatever.
Stabilizer.
And I touched the pole because I had to. I was trying not to, but I was like wobbling around. And I don't want to like pee on anything. So I was like, I got to hold the pole. I didn't want to grab it, but I had to. And the pole was so greasy, like straight up. I don't know what kind of, I like to hope it was lotion, normal lotion.
No, you don't want to hope any of that.
I mean, I don't really want to hope it's lotion, but I also don't want to hope it's like grease from food. I don't know what I want it to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Brad, can you get the dick jar out?
It's out.
Even just thinking about it now, I'm so goobed out. Oh my god. So then there was no. So I'm like, you know, I like had to grab the pole just to stabilize. Then I finished being, and then there was no sink. There's no vessel of hand sanitizer. Again, 08. Like we didn't have. Again,
it's just a grease pole.
It was a greased pole, and it was, and so, but it was like that thing, you know, sometimes, like, you just know something's on your hand, and there's no, you just can't get it off unless you use soap and water. Like, it's that level of terrible. So, I went back to the seat with this hand that I cannot touch anything with now, and I just sat there for, like, I don't know, another hour or whatever, till we actually really, really stopped. And the first thing I did before I did anything was go buy a little tiny thing of hand sanitizer. And that was the day, and then I used it, and then I proceeded to actually go wash my hands for real. But that's the day that I decided I will never not carry hand sanitizer.
Right.
Way before COVID, and I did not learn that from Monk. I learned that from experience, but I should have, because Monk was already on then, so I should have just known. But so always have hand sanitizer with you, especially if you're on a speeding overnight Chinatown bus.
So this is the thing. That greasy pole prepared you for a global pandemic. You were ready. You were ready to go.
I have never, if you, as moments notice, if you ask me any, even when I like have the most stripped down little tiny purse, like I'm going to go to a concert or something and I just want to carry like the most basic things, one of those items will be a tiny bottle of hand sanitizer ever since that day. Like that day changed me. And I mean, I'm not Monk level OCD, but you know, I definitely need something to put on my hands should I accidentally touch a greasy pole.
Oh, thank you for that.
Yeah.
I am not thanking you for this film. This film sounds terrible. I'm glad I'm glad that your parents enjoyed it. Love your parents. So happy that they enjoyed it. And I'm glad that you liked it, but I am upset. I'm upset. I don't like it.
No, yeah. I don't know that you would like it. So I don't know that you need to watch it, but someone out there listening might be a Monk fan and they might think, hey, there's a Monk that's like a really long episode of Monk. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's just now like Monk, but with grayer hair.
Yeah. Okay. Now they know. Thank you. It's one sidestep from, it's like a different version of Uncut Gems. It's like what Uncut Gems would be if, I don't know. Who could it be? Who could have directed Uncut Gems to be, what's that hack's name? What's that guy's name? Gary Marshall. If Gary Marshall had directed Uncut Gems, it would probably be the Monk movie.
The Monk.
Fair?
Fair.
Oh, well, thank you for bringing this to us, and thank you for bringing us the speed bus story.
Oh, my God.
A different speed bus.
Content warning over that greasy pole.
Yeah, it was fantastic and terrible all the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody has put their lunch down.
We had a great time in New York when I got there. Remember that?
What was that?
We had a great time in New York when we got there.
We did have a great... When you finally got there, we did have a great trip. It's like the speed bus. It's all a blur to me because I'm old, but I do remember having a good time.
I no longer, the Chinatown, it was a one and done. It was fun. But yeah, I did much like your wisdom with age. Mine
That's
also
right.
came. And now I fly there.
Now you're going to peace out. The next time, if a 20 something year old were to propose to you to get onto a Chinatown bus,
you're just going
to
throw in hand sanitizer.
You would now say, I'm good.
You go, girl. Right. Get you some handy fanny and you are on the road. Right. Don't wake up in the middle of the night and look out the window, though.
All right. right, dude. Well, we'll hit you up next time.
Okay, sounds good. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Well, thank you for listening to the Side Talks podcast. We're your own personal cinematic, and everybody bear with me because I've got a little reading to do here, but here we go. Sonic Blackout, Slush Float. It's a lot of words.
Yeah.
And Sunchips, Solar Eclipse.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Let me tell you a little more. From Sonic, this new drink includes flavors of cotton candy and dragon fruit. Do you like what you hear? With the all-black slush representing the temporary darkness from the solar eclipse.
You talking to me?
And it is also topped with white soft serve and blue purple galaxy themed sprinkles.
I mean, I'd try one.
It comes with a pair of free eclipse viewing glasses and a suggested accompaniment. The fast food chain Sonic is also offering, for only $1.99, crispy tender wings and hickory barbecue from March 4th to May 5th for those looking to grab an inexpensive snack with their blackout slush float. And this is what the thing looks like. Now, you folks out there in podcast listening land can't see it, but you can hear Charlie's reaction when I show it to him.
Ooh.
That is like chiaroscuro as hell.
And you're saying that's not chocolate?
That is not chocolate.
So what I'm looking at, everyone, is a like marbled sundae float, all dark on the bottom, dark and white in the middle, and all white on the top. But it's not chocolate.
And the thing that's insane is, like, I don't think chocolate's that dark.
Right.
That's, do you know what that, I mean?
Right.
Like, this is, I mean, I will give it to them. This is as if you're looking into a black hole.
Yeah.
This thing is insane looking. Okay. So that's, you know, getting that out of the way. And then what was my other, the sun chips. Let's talk about the sun chips. Okay. Oh boy, if I can find them. Where did they go? Oh, did I just write it down? Yes, I just wrote it down. Okay. I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm disorganized today, but forgive me. Okay, the Sun Chips company wanted to do this. They wanted to, and this is a quote, they wanted to give fans an out-of-this-world experience and celebration of the solar eclipse. Okay? Because Sun Chips has the word sun in it, they, of course, had to get in this game, right? And so this is an eclipse snack that is in the pipeline, this is a quote, and it gives you not one, but two flavors in the bag. Released in partnership with social media's favorite astronaut, Kelly Girardi, Sunchip Solar Eclipse Limited Edition Pineapple Habanero and Black Bean Spicy Gouda Chips are meant to evoke bright, sunny skies and the cheesy moon. But you will have to go to the website to pre-order for this exclusive drop. Okay, so now that you're aware of the two items, which I think, by the way, I would go with the sun chips and the float over the crispy chicken because I don't eat meat. But I eat it. Are you going to be the sun chips or are you going to be the float?
So unfortunately, I think I'm going to have to claim the sun chips, if only because I'm a Gemini and it just makes total sense.
I get you.
Like, eclipse is my territory. I'm here for it, you know. And yeah,
I'm into that. I feel like if I go get this Sonic solar eclipse drink that I'm going to take two sips of it and I'm going to be in the film Melancholia. Like, it just all of a sudden you're right in the middle of, you know, of that wonderful, such an upbeat film.
I feel that the vibe of that image is exactly Melancholia. Yes.
Okay. Well, fair enough. Thank you for listening to the Side Talks podcast. You let us know what your favorite eclipse snack is going to be this year, because, by the way, we're just scratching the surface on what's going to be available out there. Isn't it great to live in a capitalistic society? Isn't it cool? Isn't it fun? Also, if you're scrapping for a pair of glasses, you're going to have to drink that dark as hell Sonic drink.
Just look through it.
Because they will give you a pair. Anyway, thanks, Brad. Thanks to Boutwell Studios.
You're welcome.
And we always tell people, go visit sidewalkfest.com for show times, more information, Altman April. I'm really bad, as you can tell, at organization, so I don't know exactly when this is releasing. Corey's been on top of that, but I can tell you that we've got an erotic 80s series going on.
Yes.
That I'm super excited about. And so go take a look. It's just, it's like 10 really incredible, cool films that are some of which are highly offensive, which I appreciate in the context, all based on Karina Longworth's podcast, You Must Remember This, Erotic 80s series. So are you looking forward to seeing any of those?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But I got to say, I am a bit more excited about Almond April.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you.
Just because it's like, yeah, it's time. It's time. It's time. We did it.
It's
and,
time.
And I was really excited about it when we talked about it, and now it's happening. And yeah, people should come out for that.
Yeah. And I can tell you this. I do know that as far as the Erotic 80s goes, by the time you listen to us, 10 will have already screened. And we are screening that. It's a 1979 film, but Karina makes a big case for how it sets up the road to come into the 1980s.
Yeah.
But American Gigolo, you should be able to catch that. And you do see, get out the drawer, because you do see Richard Gere's D mm-hmm. in this film. So there's a little male full frontal, thanks to Richard Gere in this one. So we'll see you in Richard Gere's D at the cinema.
Batwell Studios Podcast Division. Your words, our expertise.